Hello, everybody, and welcome back to On a Side Note. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy, and today's episode is a very exciting book review. The book is The 7 Year Slip by Ashley Poston.
Yes.
Before this episode, Haley asked me if I knew how to say her name, so I was really focusing on her name in my head, and I forgot how to transition into the intro. That's the backstory to what really happened. Anyways, so 7 Year Slip is a romance, paranormal romance that includes flashbacks and time travel between a girl and a guy.
Okay.
Who is a chef.
Okay, so this woman inherits her aunt's apartment, who has always told her that the apartment is magical. And she kind of told her the story about that. The story is about her finding out how this apartment is magical, and basically it can kind of take you back in time or to take you to the future.
You're so good at these. How do you do it? That's incredible.
It's because I can remember nothing except very few facts, so it makes it very easy to put them together. It's a quick little thing. A little backstory. Amy read this one a long time ago, mm-hmm. and I told her I was a little bit of a book slump, and so she recommended this one to me, and so I was reading it on a plane, and that's the backstory.
So it helps you, as a listener, to understand I am recalling it from last year when I read it, and Haley has recently read it.
Yes.
So we'll start off with our ratings. Mm-hmm. I actually don't even remember.
I'm pretty sure we... You don't know what you gave it?
Yeah, I think.
Okay. Did you want to look it up?
Yeah. I think I got it.
Okay, ready?
Okay. Three, two, one. 5 stars!
Yeah, I was like, okay.
I couldn't remember if it was 4 or 5, that's why.
Oh.
It might have been 4.5.
That would actually be crazy if you dropped it down to 4. I would be shocked.
So, I would like to say that I wanted to start on my Bookstagram these, like, my favorite reads. So, it looks nice, like, on my...
Page,
yes. Profile. And so, in that, I'm like, thank goodness I wrote my, like, mini paragraph review on it.
Oh!
So, I'm like, okay, I'm ready for this book review now.
Okay, she's ready. Originally, she wasn't, but now she is.
Yeah, now I am. So, to kick things off, I am going to open up our discussion with my original review this book. I said, The 7 Year Slip. Reading this book was very familiar to me, which is probably why I liked it so much. I'm pretty sure there are elements that have been done in other books or romance movies before, but I think that this author wrote it in a way that kept it very intriguing. Everything I love in a romance book. Likeable characters and an emotional plot line. Check! So, I remembered that when we were previously talking about romance books, right? We had a podcast topic on it, and I kept telling you that I really liked Beach Read, and all the other books were not in the same level as Beach Read. And I think you made a comment where you're like, oh, did you just like it because it was like really emotional? And I was like, oh yeah, maybe I did. And I feel like this book made me feel emotional because there were other elements to it. Oh, this review is gonna have spoilers for The 7 Year Slip. So, I felt like there was emotional elements that went beyond just, like, the relationship. Like, with her relationship, like, with her grandma and, like, connecting with her work and then his love for cooking. So I felt like the characters were, like, deep and they had their own things going on. Like, him trying to find himself, her trying to, like, come to terms, or, like, was she figuring out herself, too? Something like that. Together, the story was emotional, because they're all going through things, but together, there was still love. So I thought, that's probably why. My 5-star romance pot is, it needs to have sadness.
All of the feelings.
Happiness. Love.
That's fair. I was quite surprised because obviously one of the mysteries that is kind of going throughout the book is that you don't know where her, like, aunt went.
Mm-hmm. Me trying to remember.
Okay, am I losing it? I'm not sure if I'm mixing up two books, but she's staying at her aunt's apartment, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and that was, like, they would travel together, and then she... But then, like, her aunt died of suicide?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And so, kind of throughout the book, I'm not really sure how her aunt died, because she was, like, grieving.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, like, oh, just old age or something like that, and you don't really find out closer till the end that, like, that's how she died. And I was like, oh, shoot, that was really sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was sad. And then when she had the opportunity to talk to her aunt again, that was sad, too.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing that I thought was a little weird was because the apartment is, like, a time travel kind of thing, that when she first meets the guy, it's an age gap, where, like, he's, like, significantly younger than her. And 7 years younger. And so, to me, the problem was, like, I couldn't get, like, a child out of it, like, a young boy.
Oh.
And I'm like, but you're a woman, and it's a young boy. So then, it wasn't until we met him in current timeline where I was then able to fix the vision as I was reading it.
Okay. When I was reading this, I was genuinely thinking, I can't wait until I talk to Amy about this.
Yeah.
Because the concept that you are in this apartment that either takes you 7 years to the past or technically takes you 7 years to the future is, like, such a crazy concept to me. And so I wrote down, because I was like, so I said it's better that she was the one in the future. So, like, how it works out for the listeners is that she's in the apartment, and then this guy is, like, staying at the apartment for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And technically 7 years in the past. So, like, he's, like, 23, and she's, like, 27, something like that. She's, like, in her late 20s, and he's, like, in his early-ish mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I was thinking, that works out, because then when you go in her timeline, where she's 29, and he's now, like, 31, puts him at, like, a good place, versus, like, the opposite, like, her being 29, and, like, seeing somebody who's 7 years in the future, you know, one, the guy would be much older, so, like, it would probably be a different guy.
Yeah.
But, like, she's already 29.
Yeah.
Like, to have to wait 7 years to see that person that you had met, she would already be 36.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, I was saying that it would be interesting to read the book from, like, the guy's perspective, because it would obviously be different, and it would be a totally different story if you were to create the story from that perspective, where the guy has to live his life for 7 years until he meets the girl that he met at that apartment.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, the way this story is, you had, like, two options, where she, because then you have the 7 years in the past, which only takes place in the apartment, but then you have her real life, and I was like, obviously you're gonna meet the guy. And genuinely, at the very beginning, I knew
it was the guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
You knew too?
I don't remember.
Okay, because, like, right at the beginning, it was, like, chef, and I was, like, done.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
Especially when she, like, ran into him, and she's like, oh, sorry, gotta go. I was like, that's him.
Oh,
I didn't even have to, like, second. There were, like, clips when he called her, like, lemon or whatever, and I was like, okay, that's definitive, but I already knew. So that's what I was thinking, that I was just, like, I wouldn't want to have to, like, the guy's young. Yeah.
Yeah.
He, like, lives his life. 7 years is such a long time.
It is a long time. Yeah, I agree. Now that you're reminding me of the concept, I think it's difficult to try to, because when I think about it too much, I get confused. You know? It's like, oh, you see him, but he's there. You live your life. He has to live his life. To get to see him in real life, in the current timeline, he will have already lived the 7 years.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot of thinking.
But I was also thinking, because I was like, he knew, and they kind of tied this in at the very, very end, but I was like, he knew that she went to the museum on her birthday every year. So the whole time when I'm reading this, I'm thinking, like, he And you do kind of find out that they talk about it in the end, which I did kind of like, because I was having all these thoughts, and I was thinking I'm going to have to wait until I talk to Amy. Yeah. But then they, like, talked about it in the book, and I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because I was like, he knows her.
Yes.
In the time that she doesn't know him.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, if they ever meet, she won't know him, but he'll know her. And then I was thinking, so, like, when she told him that she goes to the museum every year on her birthday, I was like, if he really liked her, he would just go to the museum on her birthday. And then I was like, he can just woo her that way.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, they technically could have been together in his lifetime. Mm-hmm. If he, like, it wasn't so crazy that they could have met in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, the odds of them meeting around the time that she actually meets him at the apartment is technically, like, quite unlikely.
Yeah. Because it was a coincidence. But was it because, so you have to remind me, after she had disappeared from his timeline, and then he went to go see her and she didn't know him.
Yeah.
Then he felt like, I shouldn't step into her life?
I think so.
Okay. Because I remember the taxi scene.
Yes. I can't quite remember, but did she tell him about it before they left each other's timelines? Like, did she tell him
when they were, like, in the apartment?
Yeah. And then he got in that taxi cab and, like, he already knew in his head that that was her and she doesn't know him at this moment in time. Like, I think that's how I remember in my head. I'm not 100% sure if that's how it happened, mm-hmm. but I think she told him about what the apartment does,
mm-hmm.
and he made the conscious decision to, like, not
interfere.
Yeah. But also, it is kind of a curious topic, because 7 years is a long time to, like, grow. So, and so she's talking about how she was so much younger back then, mm-hmm. and she was, like, traveling a lot and mm-hmm. stuff. And it is, like, if you were to say something, potentially the timelines wouldn't line up like that. But it was, like, in this kind of story, I always get, because I'm the kind of person who, like, in our life, for example, right now, I feel like there's a lot of timelines that go on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like with, you know, people always say, like, oh, what's meant to be will be kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you can think that, but at the same time, you can also think this action that I make now
affects.
Yeah, changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so the kind of book concept that everything happens exactly how it's supposed to is so crazy to me, because it does then make me believe that nothing you do actually changes everything, like, everything's actually set in stone. So mm-hmm. the fact that, like, for her to be in her aunt's apartment, exactly the scenario has happened already. It's already happened 7 years in the past.
Yeah.
And for it to, like, exactly happen how it's supposed to seems crazy.
Yeah.
Conceptually.
Doesn't it just blow your mind?
Yeah. Because do you think that everything is already laid out? The path that you're taking is the path you're taking.
No, I'm on the side where you're saying, like, every action you take is a timeline. Like, I think there are many timelines.
Yeah.
Right? And the one you take takes you to that specific timeline. But if you do something else, it will break off into another timeline.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I agree.
Yes. I'm glad we're on the same page. But I'm sure there's many different ways of looking at it. That adds to the allure of the book, though. That's what makes it so good. Not just because there is that paranormal aspect of, oh, flashing in, flashing back, timelines and all of that, but it's like fate, right?
Yeah.
The actions that you take and coincidences and how everything kind of layers on top of each other. I think that Ashley Poston did a really good job bringing everything together, and like you said, at the end, kind of like tying up loose ends.
Yeah.
Where then, like, as a reader, you accept, okay, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a good book now. Yeah. Like, it all comes together.
Yeah. I was like, it was very, very good. And I don't feel like it was totally out of the realm of, like, possibility. Like, it happens how you would imagine it would happen, mm-hmm. which I liked.
Yeah. I like that too. Yeah, and it was like, even when I said, like, oh yeah, it brings in a lot of emotions, in a way it is, it makes you feel good. Like, the relationship was good. There was no, like, nothing toxic about it or anything, you know? And that's what I like in, like, these books, where, like, when you read it, I don't know, you just, like, feel good.
Yeah. It's a feel-good book, and I don't... I mean, to be fair, I was kind of confused why he was, like, didn't seem that into her. Like, I did kind of feel like she had a lot of the stress of being like, oh, do I tell him? Like, do I meet him in real life instead of... But I was like, that should be on him because he, like, knows you from 7 years ago. So I was like, that kind of angst.
Yeah.
It was just minimal. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it did have to be like that. But I was like, I just want you guys to fall madly in love with each other.
To be together now.
Yeah. I was like, what's the problem?
Yeah, no problems.
Okay, because that's the other thing I was confused about is that how, like, he wanted his restaurant to be, like, very, very high class.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, but that's not what you were like back then. And so, in my head, I thought it was, like, I thought he was doing a thing where he was like, oh, I'm making her seem, or, like, the bid where they had all these publishing houses bidding on his book. I thought he was just doing a thing, and if people bid too much, he was like, you don't get it.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, you want this idea that's a really bad idea, is what I thought was gonna happen, and that didn't happen, because I was like, oh, that would've been cool, because I was confused why he wanted his restaurant to be, like, so highbrow, but I guess it was just because he wanted to be the best.
Yeah, but it also reminded me now that you say that, I also was thinking, what if he changed, like, for her to say, like, oh, you weren't like this, like, back then, I'm like, yeah, but 7 years have passed, so you don't have to stay the same.
Yeah.
Like, what if he wanted to elevate his cooking style, you know? So I think, I remember thinking that, I'm like, why does he have to be the same? Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
If he's happy, he's happy. Yeah. That was a thought I was thinking. Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, girl, don't be annoying. Because I think she kept saying, you weren't like this.
Yeah. Like, you changed.
You changed.
And I was like, well, yeah. He's much older now. He was like, you know, he was just trying to get that job.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool.
And I like the concept. I'm trying to remember. She had friends, right?
Yes.
She had good. I remember a taco truck.
Yes. Those were his friends.
His friends.
Uh-huh.
I think overall, the story, like, didn't have too many characters. I think she had, like, two friends, and he had two friends.
Yes, that's true.
So another checking boxes for me. Like, everything's just coming together. A nice, good read.
Yeah, it was a good read. And then I did say the reader's guide at the end. I liked when she was saying that, like, you'll be a different person every time you read the book. And that she was, like, talking about how she chose 7 years, because it's, like, a long time and a short time at the same time. And I was like, oh my god, that's so true. And it kind of represents these different times in your lives. Yes. And I was like, that's true. 7 years is kind of, like, a good range, and you definitely change. And she was like, yeah, like, they changed in the book, but the next time you, as a reader, read it again, you'll have changed as a person, and, like, you might get something different from the book. And I was like, okay.
I like that.
Yeah, I was like, that's true.
Okay, time to buy the book.
Yeah, I was like, now I have to read it 7 years in the future. Yeah, it was just, like, really, really good.
Yeah, and I think for the author to, like, add that in kind of adds, like, a little, like, sprinkle of magic into it.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, you are a part of the book.
Yeah. It's, like, when she talks to you and she's talking about how she wrote it and as a reader, how, like, you read it, I was like, okay, yeah. You got me. I did like that.
Definitely better. Like, I liked The Dead Romantics, but you thought it was okay. But I'm glad that we both liked this one.
Yeah. I'm like, maybe if I were to reread Dead Romantics, probably not, honestly.
I feel like this one was better. It was
Yeah, because you also agree, right?
Yeah.
Like, I just think the concept is something that I liked better, maybe. Mm-hmm. I vaguely remember the other one.
Just he was dead. He was in a coma.
Yeah. That's all I remember.
Yeah.
But I feel, I mean, I don't know. Because obviously when you recommended this to me, you did say, you're like, oh, there's flashbacks, you'll like it. So I'm trying to think if I could have read this without flashbacks. You know, obviously it's, like, integral to the story.
It is, yeah.
But, like, is that really what made it so good to me? Is that I didn't really care about anything else?
I felt it when I read them.
But I'm like, I do feel like there was more emotion when she, like you said, when he was talking about his grandfather, and then when she was talking about her aunt. Like, that was really sad.
Yeah.
that her whole storyline where she was, like, in love with that woman. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, okay. You know, and then she also, like, traveled a lot and was feeling lonely. And they were supposed to go on a trip. And then she, like, died. And yeah. I was like, oh. And she was like, yeah, I'm grieving. I was like, it's sad.
But definitely makes it, I don't know, like, real. When things are have some more emotion or adds some depth to the character, then you really feel, like, tied to them.
Yeah. Like, they feel like real people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, she did a good job.
She did a good
Very good job.
Yeah. Props!
I was like, I did like the romance. I liked it more. It's funny because you said when they met when he was older, it was better. But I was like, I kind of liked the, like, young love aspect that they had. I was like, okay, that's kind of sweet, like, puppy love.
Yeah.
He was, like, so nice. Oh, my God, because I wrote the part when they, like, kissed for the first time. And she was like, you know, when he made her dinner, and she was like, I don't want you to get the wrong idea. And then they kissed. And then he said, I fear I have indeed gotten the wrong idea. I was like, ah! That was really cute. I'm not sure if you remember that.
I do remember now that you bring it up.
You didn't like it because he was a baby.
Yeah, I thought he was a baby.
But I was like, he had graduated college. He wasn't, like, 19.
I know, yeah. Still,
the brain. But that's sad that you didn't like the part that I liked. Because it's just, like, when he was so... I guess it made me think of, like, when I was younger. Mm. Not that I'm so old now, but I do feel old. Like, when you're younger and life is full of possibility and you can do anything and everything feels new and exciting and fresh. And she was, like, kind of jaded. And I do kind of like it when they have that. When, like, thank you for recommending it to me.
Thank you for reading it. It makes me happy that you liked it.
Yeah, it was really good.
And that kind of goes along with what you were saying, that maybe you need to read some more paranormal romance and see if that's that's up your alley, as I have been into cozy fantasy.
That's true. I know, but when you think about her other book, that was also paranormal romance.
That's true.
And I didn't like it.
That's true.
So I do think there is something that should be said for you have to read what the synopsis is, and if it doesn't seem that interesting to you, you know you best. It needs to have certain criteria, like you said. But anyways, that was very good. So it just goes to show you, you know, if you potentially don't like one book from an author, don't write off all the books. Unless you're like Amy and you read many, many books from the author, then I think it's safe to say.
Allie Hazel. Just for me, though. Apparently no one else.
No one else. There's people, I'm sure. Mm. Sorry, I'm not one of them.
Look for my people.
Where are they?
I'm glad you read it. And I guess this one, like I said, aligns with more of the type of book Beach Read was. And now I have to find another book that aligns in this category. So for us to find a pattern of my favorite romance books.
Do you only have two up there?
I have, I think we talked about it, where it's, like, the adult ones, and then, like, the young love ones.
Yeah.
So, like, Better Than the Movies, and I Hope This Doesn't Find You, is, like, my five-star, like, young teen love.
Do you like I Hope This Doesn't Find You before 7 Year Slip?
Yes, I think I do.
Okay. I'm excited to talk about that one.
I know.
I have no notes that I've written down.
It's okay. We'll just all work off in here. I have also read that one a while back. We'll see how we do.
Yeah. Because I was thinking, when I was on the plane, it was, like, easy because I had my phone right with me and I had my book. And I was like, okay, let me write some notes. But normally when I'm reading, like, I don't have my phone near me. So I'm like, oh. So actually, these were quite helpful. Because I totally forgot about that.
Well, I'm glad. It was helpful for me, too. I bounced off of you.
So.
Oh, gosh.
We'll have to see.
See how we do on that one.
I know. But it was good.
All right.
Song recos.
A song that reminds you of the 7 year slip.
Giving Ghost. Oh, perfect. I think I do have songs that have ghosts in them.
I'll share a love song that I've been listening to. Aww. It's called Rest. Wedding Version by Dean Lewis and Sasha Alex Sloan.
Ooh, Wedding Version specifically?
Mm-hmm, that's the one I've been listening to.
Okie dokes.
It's good. Very lovey.
Well, I just am scrolling and I thought, oh, I'll see one that, like, reminds me of the book.
Yeah.
But apparently that's not happening. But I'll choose this one.
Okay, okay.
Backseat Driver by Kane Brown.
All right.
I listened to it twice, but...
But it was good.
Yeah, I feel like the way it makes me feel is the same way the book makes me feel, because it's about, like, his daughter. I was like, okay. Like, heartwarming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
So that's my song.
I love it.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys later.
Yes, be ready for more book reviews. Woo!
Bye!